بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, our Creator, the Creator of the universe and of everything that's in it, I greet you, my dear viewers, I greet you all in our Islamic way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessings be with you all. In a previous episode, we mentioned that the glorious Quran preceded human knowledge with more than 13 centuries by establishing the fact that we are living in a steadily expanding universe by saying وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, and the firmament we have verily built with great might, and verily we'll be steadily expanding it. And this statement or this observation, which was not reached by man until the beginning of the 20th century, was in the glorious Quran more than 14 centuries ago. And this observation was the keynote that did help man to understand the origin of our universe. Astronomers said that if we can go back with this expansion against time, everything in that universe will coalesce together into a tiny entity that cannot be seen. It becomes almost nothingness, but it would be absolutely massive in mass. And they said it was in a critical situation. It exploded, and it exploded to change into a cloud of smoke. And from that smoke, the earth and the rest of the heavenly bodies and the matter and energy in between was created. And we read in the glorious Quran in Surah Fussilat, chapter number 41, verse number 11, the Quran reads, ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض إتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض إتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. Then Allah, the creator of the universe and of everything that's in it, turned it to the sky, and it had been as smoke. He said to it and to the earth, come you together, willingly or unwillingly. They said, we do come together in willing obedience. And the Quranic description that the result of the Big Bang changing the initial singularity into a cloud of smoke is a scientific precedence of the Quran to human knowledge with more than 13 centuries at least. And astronomers kept on saying a cloud of dust, a cloud of tiny particles. But when they sent several satellites to investigate the outer universe, and they photographed this initial result of the explosion of the initial singularity, they said it's smoke. And the precedence of the Quran with this statement is really amazing, that a book revealed more than 14 centuries ago to an unlettered prophet in an unlettered society would expel this fact so plainly and so beautifully. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان. Then Allah, all glory be to him, turned it to the sky while it was in a state of smoke. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض إتيا طوعا أو كرها. And he ordered the sky and the earth to come willingly or unwillingly. They answered, we come in willing obedience. Astronomers today claim the fact that what makes every heavenly body play its particular role as a star or as a planet or as a small satellite is actually the initial mass with which it was separated from the initial smoke. And who would have determined these masses other than Allah, all glory be to him? And that's why we can again find in this Quranic verse a living testimony to the fact that the Quran cannot be the work of man. It is the divine word in its divine purity. And we can actually emphasize the fact that the Quran is basically a book of guidance to man in areas that cannot be correctly addressed by man, such as the area of faith, the area of acts of worship, the area of the moral code, and the area of the code of transactions with others. Yet these cosmic verses that come in between the main message of the glorious Quran can come to testify to the might, knowledge, and will of the Creator, to testify to the oneness of the Creator, to the majesty of the Creator above all His creation, and they can remain as a very suitable language to speak to others in our time, this era of scientific and technological advancements unparalleled in human history. And that's why we Muslims have to really explain these verses in the light of the great advancement of science of today and present it to the people of our time as a proper invitation to read the Quran and to understand Islam instead of the great animosity which is shown towards this final revelation from Allah which we are experiencing today. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض إتيا طوعا أو كرها قالت أتينا طائعين. Then Allah, all glory be to him, turned to the sky and it had been in the form of smoke. He said to it and to the earth, come you together willingly or unwillingly. They said, we do come together in willing obedience. And in Islam, we do believe that every entity in that universe, matter, energy, living being, knows its creator, worships the creator, and glorifies him in a language we cannot understand. So both the heavens and earth, we do not exclude that they answered the divine order, come into willing obedience, willingly or unwillingly. They said, we come into willing obedience. But of course, we can understand this in the context of the establishment of the exact masses of every heavenly body to play its role successfully into the current universe. Not only this, but people who believe into the expansion of the universe differ amidst themselves. Some scholars say that we are living in an open universe that will keep expanding all the time. Others say that we are living in a closed universe that have to stop expansion, and then gravity will play its role in bringing the various forms of matter and energy in that universe into an initial singularity from which it was initially created. And we read this in Quranic verse that comes also in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse 104, that reads, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءِ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. The day will come, Allah is stating that the day will come when we roll up the heavens like a scroll, rolled up for books, completed. Even as we produced the first creation, so shall we produce a new one, a promise we have undertaken, truly we shall fulfill. And this observation has been coined under the name the Big Crunch in the later part of the 20th century. And for the glorious Quran to expel this fact more than 14 centuries ago is an enough testimony to prove to every sane person that this noble book cannot be the work of man. It is the divine word in its divine purity. And until we meet in the coming episode, I thank you for listening and leave you in peace, greeting you in our Islamic way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, mercy, and blessings be with you all.